From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Spain announced an unprecedented plan Saturday to sack Catalonia's separatist leaders, install its own people in their place, and call for new local election, using previously untapped constitutional powers to take control of the prosperous region that is threatening to secede. In a televised address, Catalan President Carlos Puigdemont called Prime Minister Rajoy's plans to replace him and his cabinet an attempt to humiliate Catalonia and an attack on democracy.
The Spanish government, with the support of the Socialist Party and Citizens Party, has undertaken the worst attack on the institutions and people of Catalonia since the decrees of the military dictator Francisco Franco abolishing the Generalitat of Catalonia.
In response to Rajoy's measures, protesters wrapped in red and yellow Catalan flags flooded the streets of central Barcelona on Saturday, holding up signs calling for freedom. At least 54 policemen, including 20 officers and 34 conscripts, were killed when a raid on a militant hideout southwest of Cairo, Egypt, was ambushed on Friday. Marissa Melton has the details.
The firefight began when security forces, acting on intelligence, moved against a militant's hideout in the area. Backed by armored personnel carriers and led by senior counterterrorism officers, the police contingent drew fire and rocket-propelled grenades. Officials said what happened next is not clear, but added that the force likely ran out of ammunition and that the militants captured several policemen and later killed them. The officials said the police force appeared to have fallen into a carefully planned ambush and that the death toll could increase. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
For stories, pictures, videos, and more, be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News. A suicide attack killed 15 army officers west of Afghanistan's capital Kabul on Saturday. An eyewitness to the attack said it happened mid-afternoon and said that he saw 9 dead bodies.
I was eating my lunch and it was around 15:40 when the explosion happened. I myself saw 9 dead bodies and around 15 to 16 wounded victims.
Talat Waziri, the defense ministry spokesman, said the attack took place outside the training academy of the Marshal Fahim National Defense University, killing 15 officers and wounding 4 others. Waziri added that the attack on foot occurred in the early evening when the on-duty officers were on their way home. Gunmen have killed 12 gendarmes and wounded several more in an attack in Niger. Tommy McNeil has those details.
The attack took place in western Niger near the Mali border. The village is close to where militants killed 4 U.S. soldiers in an ambush on October 4th that has thrown a spotlight on the U.S. counterterrorism mission in Niger, an operation that straddles a large expanse of the Sahara. One of the attackers was killed in the attack, but a spokesman for Niger's military could not confirm any details. It's unclear who was responsible for the attack, the latest of more than 40 since early last year. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A senior Chinese official said that foreign leaders can't think they can get away with meeting exiled Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, just because they are doing it in a personal capacity as they are still representing their government. China considers the Dalai Lama, who fled into exile in India in 1959 after a failed uprising against Chinese rule, to be a dangerous separatist. The Nobel Peace Prize-winning monk says he simply seeks genuine autonomy for his Himalayan homeland. Visits by the Dalai Lama to foreign countries infuriate China, and fewer national leaders are willing to meet with him, fearing the consequences of Chinese anger, though some have tried to placate Beijing by saying they are meeting him in a personal and not official capacity. The centrist ANO movement, led by populist billionaire Andrej Babiš, decisively won the Czech Republic's parliamentary election Saturday. It's a vote that shifted the country to the right and paved the way for the Eurosceptic to lead the country. With votes with over 99% of the polling stations counted by Czech Statistics Office, ANO won by a landslide with 29.7% of the vote. And according to the results, the opposition conservative Civic Democrats came in a distant second, and the Pirate Party won seats for the first time, coming in third. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, please point your web browser to voanews.com. From Studio 24 in the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.